All right, scattered showers around this Friday afternoon. This is a typical summertime weather pattern, it seems, and this is the weekend when we experience the emotional beginning of summer. I'm Scoot on the air. Ian, let's find out what the water temperature is along the Gulf Coast beaches in Alabama and Pensacola. I'm sure okay. It's the same, so just check either Gulf Shores or Pensacola. A lot of people heading in that direction. So, Atlanta Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins has taken a shot at Travis Kelce's girlfriend, Taylor Swift. Kirk Cousins says he's shocked that Taylor Swift is okay with Travis Kelce having so much hair on his back. Now, some guys have a lot of hair on their backs. Hey, and you have hair on your back?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not a ton. I have to keep track of my shoulders and my neck.
Yeah.
You know, my neck underneath my hair there.
Yeah.
I got to trim that a couple times a month. But no, I mean, it's probably only a matter of time. I mean, my dad used to say when he really started losing his hair, he said, "I didn't lose my hair. It just moved. it just picked up and from the top of my head and moved down to my back."
No, you see guys, there were guys that looked like they were, maybe a bear in a previous life. They've got just really hairy backs, and apparently Travis Kelce's got a hairy back. I mean, is that sexy? Could we do a quick text off with our women listeners?
Yes.
That's
yes,
a quick Friday.
That, sure.
And look, it's free for all Friday, beginning of a holiday weekend.
Yeah, well,
I mean, we've got a few serious things to talk about, but we want to remind you that we're not too serious.
The current water temperature in Gulf Shores, Alabama is 81 degrees Fahrenheit.
81. That's nice. I was thinking it'd be more like 75, which it's chilly.
It was 75 a week ago.
Wow.
Yep.
75 is cooler than you think it would be. It's still pretty cool at 75.
That is kind of a weird thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
when,
yeah.
You're used to getting in hot tubs and swimming pools and all that, and as soon as you actually kind of really get a sense of what 75-degree water actually feels like, it's like, brr.
Yeah, it's cooler than you think.
It'll cool you off.
81's really, really nice, but, when we get into the summer, like in August, it'll probably be around 90 degrees. So, when you step in the water, there'll be that first chill, but you'll adapt to it right away. But a lot of people heading to the Gulf Coast beaches this weekend,
and that will start the
parade of people to the Gulf Coast.
Speaking of Gulf Coast beaches, I've been getting a lot of chatter about what's happened on the Twin Span and traffic generally just coming in to the city from Mississippi and the eastern part of Louisiana there across the lake. Just be patient. There's been some stops and starts. I don't see anything on the map right now that looks atrocious. Where I-10 meets I-59, looks like there's some backups there, maybe an accident or two. But just be patient. There's people moving around for the long weekend.
Yeah.
There's the accident on the Twin Span. So, we'll keep you posted as best we can if there's anything actionable. But just emotionally be prepared to face some traffic if you're coming into the city from the east.
And there's that medevac situation there.
Right.
Somebody had a problem. So, it wasn't you. So be fortunate about that. And then as Ian says, just be patient. But, hey, the flow is going. The flow is going. Hey, by the way, I don't know whether you've noticed this. And if you're heading over there for the first time, you're going to be surprised that Buc-ee's isn't open yet on the Minge exit. I don't think it's open yet, but they're getting really close. The last time I went to a concert, I don't even remember the last concert I went to, but the last concert I went to on the Gulf Coast, coming back, I noticed, man, they're almost finished with that Buc-ee's.
I can't wait to go to the Buc-ee's. Get a Buc-ee's thong.
Buc-ee's thong.
For somebody else.
Of course.
Not me.
Man, I'm not going to go into any details, but if I were a woman, I wouldn't want to wear a thong. I mean, it just seems like it would be uncomfortable because that's a very sensitive part of my body, and I don't know if I want that there. So I think I'm being pretty subtle about how I'm explaining this.
Well, the benefit is that it looks nice.
Well, hell yeah, it looks
so
nice.
So if you're willing to kind of, take the discomfort in exchange for the look.
The visual.
Yeah.
The visual is great. But I think it would be a little uncomfortable.
It depends on the quality of the garment. It depends on the fabric. It depends on the shape. I mean, some of them aren't that uncomfortable. Well, that's what I heard.
All right. We're talking about this outrageous thing. And to me, this is just part of America today. The state of Oklahoma is going to require that schools teach that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. This is a newly updated Oklahoma Academic Standards for Social Studies project. They're going to show students graphs and other information. The abrupt halting of ballot counting in select cities and in key states, the security risks of mail-in balloting, sudden batch dumps of ballots, the unexpected record number of voters, and the unprecedented contradiction of bellwether county trends. These are going to be taught to the students of Oklahoma. Now, election officials, cybersecurity experts, and even members of Trump's own administration when he was president the first time have said the election was not stolen. Even Attorney General Bill Barr said in December 2020, the U.S. election was not stolen, that U.S. attorneys and the FBI had investigated fully and had, quote, not seen fraud on a scale that would have affected a different outcome in this election. So the Oklahoma school system is going to teach a lie. This is not going to help the rhetoric. It's not going to help this situation in this country. And every Memorial Day, I have always taken time to stop and think about the reason for this holiday. This is a time when, you know, people hit the Gulf Coast beaches for the first time of the season. There's picnics and backyard barbecues. But Memorial Day is a time that we remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. They gave their lives in service to our country. Memorial Day weekend is also the emotional beginning of summertime, even though summer doesn't officially begin until June the 20th. So, look, this is a big party weekend. Beginning of summer, it's a big party weekend. Even as an adult, you know, you kind of kick in with that, you know, that party mentality, more relaxed mentality during the summer. And we learned this when we were kids going to school. Hey, it's summertime. A lot of big destinations for this weekend, a celebration. Orlando, New York City, big destinations, Las Vegas, Miami, Lake Havasu, where boaters and vacationers from Arizona and California start the summer. The visual optics of Memorial Day weekend 2025 may look like many other Memorial Day weekends, but this Memorial Day weekend to me seems different. Let's be totally honest. America has changed this year. Some Americans are thrilled with the political direction of this country. But even those who are excited about this Memorial Day weekend should be cautious about what they're celebrating or honoring. There will be more talk about President Donald Trump and the direction of his administration leading America where it's currently going. And there are many Americans who are supportive of this. The rest of us are aware of how much America has changed. I remember America when we paid homage to Americans who died serving our country. Many died in the face of other nations that were on a mission to rule the world and rob us of our precious rights. And that's why we recognize Memorial Day. We're honoring those people who gave the ultimate sacrifice of their lives in battles to protect our rights and to keep us free. But it's 2025, and our rights are being threatened. Not by evil foreign nations, but our rights are being threatened by the current president of the United States. President Trump has been on a consistent crusade to reshape our fundamental freedom, freedom of speech. This is not a warning from some paranoid psycho who fears every shadow he sees. This is a warning that comes from a rational member of the media that is witnessing the crafting of the Constitution to fit the self-serving needs and desires of one American president, Donald Trump. I applaud the president for getting the border under control, and it happened so quickly that it seems obvious that Joe Biden looks even more incompetent and should have done more as president to control the border, but he didn't. So I applaud the president for that. The randomness of the tariff wars and the financial chaos that followed and the haphazard wiping out of thousands of federal jobs in the name of DOGE's quest to cut federal spending, while the president accepts a $400 million flying palace that will require at least $1 billion to retrofit into being capable of serving as Air Force One blatantly demonstrates that there is a self-centered and hypocritical method to the madness of the Trump administration. Never before in modern presidential history has America witnessed the daily uncertainty of decision-making currently being displayed by the administration. The most disturbing impact of the mentality of President Trump is that it has ignited a wave of judgment and hate across this country. That wave of judgment and hate is so present, it's powerful, it's persuasive. It's persuasive to the gullible Americans that are profoundly interested in changing America to be their specific America. The hate, misguided attacks from listeners to this show on WWL, the keyboard crusaders who are standing by like modern-day Minutemen to attack anyone who expresses an opinion about Donald Trump that differs from their opinion of Trump, is a frightening fundamental change in American politics. As we begin this Memorial Day weekend 2025, when we honor the men and women who fought to keep our country free, I'm thinking back on the America I remember. I remember an America where people had passionate disagreements over politics, but we never failed to realize that we were Americans first and Democrats and Republicans second. I remember America when, after every election, one political side was deeply disappointed in the outcome and may have even predicted doom and gloom with the new president taking office. But there was no threat of violence, no threats of boycotts, no bragging that a new America was being born and forever shutting out the opposition. There were also no rallies around the American flag as if it represented only one political side and not the other, making the other political side seem actually un-American. I remember an America where we were divided along political lines, but we were still the United States of America. During the Cold War, Russian leader Nikita Khrushchev said, "Communism will not need to destroy America, because America would be destroyed from forces from within." I hate that we're witnessing Khrushchev's prophecy fulfilled. As more Republicans and devout Trump supporters join with other Americans and judges in standing up and opposing the words and actions of this president, I feel hope. I feel hope that the tide is changing, and that this march toward an authoritarian government will indeed be stopped. In the shadow of all the dark negativity, I remain optimistic. I believe America will recover from this hateful divide. And while we're always going to be passionate about our politics, I believe we will return to the day when we were the United States of America. And this Memorial Day weekend, 2025, I'm just thinking about how much this country has changed and the attempts to change it even further. The idea that the President of the United States uses false imagery to try to make a point, stuff that's not even true. The idea that he's defying the Constitution in accepting the jet, justifying it by using the back door to get it in through the Defense Department, so it's a gift to the country, but yet he knows he's going to take it. He's told us he will take it when he leaves office. The idea of challenging freedom of speech whenever he hears something that is negative toward him. Every president has had the media say negative things about them. This is nothing new. But President Trump is acting like the ultimate snowflake. And the definition of snowflake is somebody who is extremely sensitive to opinions that differ from theirs. This whole deal with Harvard University, you know, and now a judge, again, it's conservatives, it's Republicans, it's judges, it's many Americans who are conservative and Republican who are standing up and disagreeing with things this president is doing. This deal with Harvard is based on freedom of speech, and the president doesn't like the speech that he hears, so he wants to shut it down. He wants to stop funding, sending any funding to Harvard University because of the speech that he disagrees with. Do you realize how frightening this is? His lawsuits and threats of lawsuits against the media is frightening. He can't stand when anybody says anything negative about him. That's not the character of a president of the United States. That's not the character of a strong man. It's the character of an insecure man who cannot stand anything negative said about him. Maybe because he sees the negative things about himself. And maybe those negative comments from the outside really reverberate with his inside feelings about his own self. So there are attempts to make this country different, but I am hopeful, I am convinced that it will not be different. And it especially will not be different for long. That we will get through this and that the right people will stand up and stop this effort toward a dictatorship, toward authoritarianism. And when you look at the threats about freedom of speech, the Harvard University, and a judge stands up and says that the president cannot, at least temporarily, cannot ban Harvard, cannot prevent Harvard from accepting international students. They can still enroll. The idea that international students could not enroll in Harvard because the president doesn't agree with Harvard's stance on freedom of speech is a really frightening threat to freedom of speech. The number one amendment. It's first for a reason. It is the most fundamental right we have in this country. And as a member of the media, I'm concerned about these constant attacks on the media. If you want to join us with a comment on this Memorial Day weekend, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and look, let's remember one thing, that this weekend, you know, we're gonna have fun, and there are gonna be a lot of people out partying and enjoying Memorial Day weekend, and all that's okay. But we do it as a united nation, a united country, right? You know, let's get together and party together, and we can have our differences, but let's remember we're Americans first. And the people who died for our country want us to feel that way. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. We are honoring the men and women who died serving our country as we head into Memorial Day weekend 2025. I'm Scoot on the air. You can comment on the blog that I wrote. It's on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. It'll be on Instagram a little bit later. And also, it's on the WWL.com website. All right, let's get to some of your calls. Well, before we get to some of your calls, let's go to Ian. And you want to go to calls first? All right, we'll go to calls first.
We can do a couple
of texts. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
There's a text from, I had a text up from PJ. Where'd it go? PJ says, happy Aloha Friday from Honolulu. Congratulations on 55 years. I remember listening to you in 1978 on B97 while I rode the school bus. It's great to be able to listen to you and WWL on the Odyssey app. And I am now also following you on Substack.
Hey, thank you. That is so cool. And it's so amazing that people can tune into the show from Honolulu. And, you know, the 55-year thing came up this week. Keith Spera, entertainment music journalist with the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, asked me to come on his show, Let's Talk, on WLAE. And it was taped the other day. And Keith opened up by saying that I've been in the business for 55 years. After 50 years, I really stopped counting. So I just kind of mentioned that on the air. And a lot of people have called and sent text messages. So thank you all for that. And I'm here, you know, still 55 years later, I'm here doing this because of you. So, you know, I thank you. And this is, you know, this is my life. It always has been. It always will be. And I thank all of you for that.
PJ continues, in addition to Memorial Day, May is also Military Appreciation Month, dedicated to honoring the service and sacrifice of current and former members of the armed services and their spouses. You have my sincere thanks for always supporting and honoring our military. After 32 years in service, I'll finally be retiring and hope to make it back to our beloved New Orleans for an oyster po' boy and to catch up on Saints games. Have a great weekend. Go Tigers.
Hey, that's awesome. And you know what a better place to be stationed, Hawaii.
Yeah,
so there's a woman that lives in my apartment building at West End, and you know, she's got a Jeep with Aloha on it, and she's got Aloha on her door. She moved here from Hawaii, federal worker who moved here from Hawaii, and you know, that's such a beautiful place. But it's interesting because a lot of people sort of get island fever. You know, it's out there in the Pacific. It is so beautiful, but a lot of people don't like being trapped on an island. I don't know. I don't think it would be so bad. But anyway, thanks so much to this person who is tuned into the show from Honolulu.
A couple texts in reaction to the blog that you read there. Here's a text that says, what those people died for hasn't changed. Those soldiers died to protect an ideology of a constitutional republic. Our country is still a constitutional republic. Only Donald Trump has thrown us into a constitutional crisis. Just imagine if we could actually interview some of those fallen World War II soldiers. I wonder what their take on Trump would be.
That would be interesting, and it would be shocking. I think it would be shocking to a lot of devout supporters of the current president.
I'll give you three more quick ones. Here's one that says, I'm a federal employee in the New Orleans area. This new administration is hell on earth. We are constantly under threats pertaining to our jobs that serve the American people. Please continue to keep civil servants in your thoughts and prayers.
And I hope things work out for you. And thank you for what you do.
Here's a text that says, there's a provision in the big, beautiful bill that says the courts cannot enforce contempt of court charges against Trump and his officials. That's authoritarianism, plain and simple. Yeah. The Senate needs to amend that provision out.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in the Senate. We'll be following that.
It's going to be a long summer. I think the Senate has until the end of July to deal with
it. And you know they'll take all that time.
They'll send it back. Yeah. They'll have to do a conference committee or something.
This is going to be a Charlie Foxtrot for a long time.
Rick on the beach says, Trump is the symptom, not the cause. He's a populist warm-up pitcher. The hard men are coming. We've grown out of the two-party system, keeping things peaceful. Feudalism beckons. Civilization is a thin veneer.
I am still confident. I am optimistic that the right people will continue to voice their opinions and stand up. And we are not going to lose this country, and we're not going to lose our form of government, which is commonly referred to as democracy. Okay, let's go to Mandeville. William, happy Friday. Welcome to the show.
Evan O.
How are you?
Yes. The last time Congress passed a budget was for 1996. What that tells me is that Congress does not control the government.
That's an interesting point. It's an interesting point. So who's in control?
Government.
The government, not Congress, but the government. Who in the government? Is there an entity you're pointing to?
No, just in general.
Yeah.
We need a civil, quote-unquote, revolution where the government needs to be completely redone to make sure that what it's doing is in the best interest of the American people. And that will take time to do that.
I don't think it will get to that point, but I don't know. But I am confident. I'm optimistic about this country. I do have a very positive attitude about America. And between the judges and many Republicans who are standing up against what is wrong, this is not about right versus left. This is about right versus wrong. And there are certain things that are just wrong. And we should not be afraid to call out the wrong, even if some people are offended by that. From Metairie, Wayne, you're on WWL. Hey, Wayne.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, we don't want to speak about age because I'm 65, but I remember you 50 years ago speaking at Chalmette High School.
Yeah, wow, I did a lot of those appearances.
Humble.
Yeah, I made a lot of those appearances back in the day.
So, I mean, I got like three different points, but the first one is, what do you really call free speech? Because I understand it's not fair to tell foreigners they can't go to Harvard, but look at the ones that are protesting. If you want to come from another country, keep your mouth shut and just learn your lessons, get your degree, go back to your own country and be rich. But these people are taking over libraries. They're threatening the Jews. And do you read the Bible? Have you ever read the Bible?
Well, you know, I have not. I have not
asked it that way.
Yeah, I've not. I've not read it cover to cover. I've not read everything in the Bible. I have my favorite spots, but I would say that I have. I've read enough of the Bible to understand the concept of the Bible in general.
Well, I've read it, and I have Palestinian friends, but the Bible says more than three times they had to annihilate the Palestinians because they were vicious, they were crazy, and that's why certain countries just got rid of them. And from what I hear, Russia got them to come back. But getting back to my second point is schools. Now, you're saying, you know, what they're teaching in Oklahoma, people don't have to believe it. I personally thought that the election was stolen, but that's just my opinion, you know. But look at some of the places. Three of my grandchildren now are going to Catholic schools because they had, in the middle of the year, liberal school teachers that came in and told my grandchildren, you can be whatever you want to be, but you can't say a boy or a girl or she or he. You can be whatever you want to be. So you know what he told us? He said, you really can be whatever you want to be? She said, yeah. Why? He said, well, I want to be a giraffe. So he got reprimanded from it. And then one of the girls said something derogatory to him, but just saying that. But look at the guy that wanted to be vice president. Put tampons in men and children's bathrooms. I could see the girls' bathroom.
Oh,
and then a boys' bathroom.
Yeah. I hope you didn't believe. I hope you didn't believe that story about litter boxes in the bathrooms in schools. Did you?
Or the tampon story for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, these are. Well, no, you know, you're those. A lot of those stories are fake news, Wayne. They're not. They didn't happen, but you believed it because I guess you wanted to. You heard it from a source that was lying to you.
My last question to you.
You heard it from a source that was trying to rile you up.
Do you think the country would be better if Kamala Harris?
That's not the question. That doesn't make true the stories that you're pushing that are not true, and that's not the question. The question is, if somebody's president, they need to do the right thing. And the party that is behind the president needs to do the right thing. And this doesn't have anything to do with whether or not Harris would be better. That's not the question. I mean, that's a question, but that's a way of whataboutism. Well, would she have been better? Well, that doesn't address the fact that you've been brainwashed into believing things that aren't true. And I know some of these stories look credible, but some of these stories are simply not true. And yet they're created. They're created for the purpose of riling people up on the right. And there are people on the right who are easily riled up. But it doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make these things true. And we're here to do the best we can to explain what is right and what is wrong and what is true and what is not true.
And just to kind of quickly just go back in time, just a few months to 2024 when Tampon Tim kind of became this thing that people started calling Tim Walz. The Minnesota State Legislature passed a bill that says we're going to provide free, you know, tampons and pads for, you know, young women in schools. Then there was an amendment offered by Republicans that said, well, you can only put them in girls' restrooms. That amendment failed, and Tim Walz signed the bill. Tim Walz did not mandate that there have to be tampons in every men's room in the state of Minnesota. Tim Walz did not leave his desk at the governor's office with a fistful of tampons and stick them into the cabinets in every men's room in every high school in Minnesota. It's just this weird zombie lie that people still keep telling because they think it's fun and delightful to say Tampon Tim because of the alliteration.
But it's just a stupid rumor.
But
Ian, they wanted to believe it. They want to believe that's true because they want to use anything they can to damage the Democrats. Hell, the Democrats damage themselves. You don't have to work that hard to damage the Democratic Party. They're doing that to themselves. but this is used as information because I hate liberals. I hate liberals. I want them to die. I hate them. I want to do anything I can to damage them. So yes, let's spread this story about tampons. These stories, and we saw this happen live on the air this week when somebody called the show about something, and it was a story that was concocted. It was a response. It was a defensive response to President Trump accepting the jet. There was a false story out there about the Clintons accepting a helicopter when he was president. It wasn't true. But a guy called this show and criticized me for having a double standard because I mentioned Trump, but I didn't mention that. And so we haven't to witness this on the air, this guy promoting this false story. And this was created by the conservative media. I mean, I can't believe that so many Americans are not thinking for themselves, and they're accepting total BS from the conservative echo chamber. I know, we got to get to a break here. We're going to come back with your calls. If you're on hold, stay with us. But right now, under this current administration, the thing that I am most concerned about is the consistent attack on freedom of the press and freedom of speech. And this is what we celebrate Memorial Day, and I guess, I mean, we celebrate their lives. I guess we more honor people on Memorial Day. Yeah, you can party and you can buy something on sale and you can have a good time and you can go to the beaches and kick up the sand and hit the surf. But let's remember why we have this holiday. It's because we're remembering those who gave their lives supporting our country and fighting for our freedom. Let's go to James on the North Shore. James, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for having me back on. And, you know, all this week with the 55-year anniversary talk, it had me thinking for you. And I think a beautiful thing would be the SOTA People's Fest, where it would be like a Scoot Fest. And at the Scoot Fest, of course, you'd have, like, Marie Osmond, Amanda Shaw, Cheap Trick, bands that make you think of, you know, the Scoot Show, basically. And then you could have, like, a Scoot lookalike contest in the middle of it.
Oh, Lord.
And maybe at one point on the weekend, you could actually, you and Ian could be up on the stage and do a two-hour thing or an hour thing, and y'all on stage. It's kind of what it feels like to be a part of the show. And just, like a Scoot Fest. Even maybe we could have a little mega rally out there. You know what I'm saying? A little moderate rally, and just, I think it'd be an awesome idea. I think a lot of people out there think, you know, that sounds great, man. We have every other fest there is.
Well, if it had my name attached to it, we'd make sure that it was a great party. James, it's an interesting idea, and I'm not telling you that it's impossible, but James, have a good weekend. Very quickly, let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Janice, I got time for a quick comment.
Hello, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm great, and how are you, Janice?
Oh, I'm just hanging in.
Okay.
I'm just hanging in. No, I had seen something that's really interesting here from WDSU. It's a grandmother of one of the escapees has now been arrested. She's 59 years old and Slidell, and apparently she was helping him. So she has been arrested. And I would like to say something here. I've heard people say this many times before, many, many years. And I mean, you know, I haven't heard anyone do it yet, you know, on your show here, callers or anything. But I've heard people say, happy Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Many, many years. Yeah. I've heard. Think of the word memorial. What's a memorial? What is that really about? And I know that anyone who lost a loved one in a war or in the military or anything like that, you know, they're not happy about that. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I know people use that day to celebrate, you know, the beginning of summer and everything. But when you think of what it truly is,
I've tried this afternoon to do the best I can to point that out, that, you know, we're celebrating their lives. But, you know, yeah, it's, I mean, I know we say happy Memorial Day weekend because, as Janice says, it's the emotional beginning of summer, but it's not really happy as much as it is something honorable that we do in remembering all those who lost their lives. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to more of your calls coming up. Got some just great patriotic music for this Memorial Day weekend beginning here. All right, since it's Free for All Friday, you know, we're talking about some serious stuff, but next hour we're going to do a fast text off. This is for the women in our audience. Are men with hairy backs sexy? Yes or no? We'll tell you when that starts, but this is coming up because Atlanta Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins is saying that he's shocked that Taylor Swift is accepting Travis Kelce with all that hair on his back. Do guys ever have the hair on their back, like, removed? I mean, do you ever shave that? I mean, if you shave it, wouldn't it come back thicker? Remember that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer was a lifeguard and that went, oh my God, look at that. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, I still think this is shocking news. The state of Oklahoma is going to teach students that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump and that Donald Trump really won. Now, the students don't have to believe it, and I hope their parents are smart enough to say, hey, look, just take the information, learn what you need to learn for the test, but realize that it's total BS. It's a lie. But this is the problem that we have. And this is like just the mission of this current administration, to just change the course of America. Teaching a lie, a known lie to students, that's not right. We're coming back.